Back now with Day to Day, President Bush today offered a preview of the budget plan he's going to present to Congress next month. It's ambitious. He says he wants to balance the federal budget by the year 2012. Joining us is Marketplace's senior business correspondent, Bob Moon. Bob, how does the president intend to balance the budget in 5 years?
Well, he isn't offering a lot of details at this point on what he will do, Alex, but it would seem that he is dead set against using tax increases to stem what's really been a flood of federal red ink. Bush kicked off the lead up to his next budget with an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal today. And in that, he declared flatly that now is not the time to raise taxes on the American people. He reiterated that position at the White House today as he spoke to reporters after a cabinet meeting to discuss the budget. This is how he addressed the growing federal deficit.
It's now time to take the next step. Next month, I will submit a 5-year budget proposal that will balance the federal budget by 2012.
He wrote in the Wall Street Journal that he can fund the government's priorities by restraining spending and still make the tax cuts that he's pushed through Congress permanent. He says those lower taxes are needed to keep the economy growing.
Well, but he got all that with a Republican Congress, and now the Democrats are in control.
That's right. He is again emphasizing his willingness to find common ground. He's also drawing a line in the sand, though, for the new Democratic majority. He warned in his Wall Street Journal op-ed piece that if Congress chooses to pass bills that are simply what he calls political statements, as he wrote, they will have chosen stalemate. But he also says that he looks forward to the next couple of years being fruitful, and he reiterated that when he spoke to reporters at the White House today.
Together, we have important things to do. It's time to set aside politics and focus on the future.
There may not be a big battle over these tax cuts being cemented into the budget. Democratic leaders in the House have been indicating that they don't plan any direct assault on those cuts. Most of those are already scheduled to run at least for the next 3 years. And in fact, some Democrats have even been talking about tax cuts of their own. Today, Senator Charles Schumer of New York said that fiscal restraint is one area where the executive and legislative branches of government can work together. He also said that he hopes that the president is serious about this this talk of compromise. He said, we hope that when the president says compromise, it means more than do it my way, which is what Schumer says Bush has meant in the past.
Well, Bob, the president has to talk to Congress and the American public.
That's right. As we mentioned, he met with members of his cabinet this morning to put the spotlight on this, and you can expect to hear more from him. This evening, he's set to host a White House reception for a dozen Republican and Democratic leaders of Congress and their spouses. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be looking further into the new directions for the White House budget.
Thanks, Bob Moon from Marketplace from American Public Radio.